سيدي غادي مازال نفس
Over there, it's the same story. Yesterday, he came down on us with airplanes. And today, they were bombarding the city in the middle of the city of Ras Lanuf. The bombs hit a house. And yesterday, they hit a family on the road. The bomb hit next to their car. One of them died. And the bombardments are coming down still. And he has taken a position near Bin Jawad, where we were tricked. When we got to Bin Jawad, we continued all the way to Nofaliya and then came back. Of course, Bin Jawad is full of tribes. They're Bedouins. There are tribes called Husun, Uladwafia, and Ziyaina. These three tribes, he's given them weapons, and he's given their youth money, 200,000, and he's given them weapons. And the weapons were inside of the homes when we got there. There were grenades and missiles. After we put up our flag there, we went to Nofaliya, and maybe 40 to 45 of our guys spent the night at the mosque, and another group spending the night at the school of Bin Jawad. After we came back and returned to Ras Lanuf, in the morning, when we were leaving, some guys had attacked our guys in Bin Jawad at night. They had captured them, and they're torturing them, and their life is very difficult. And in the night, Muammar's army came out. As we were going towards the Nofaliya, they came out in front of us. Whoever they captured, and whoever they killed, to the point where now, 2 days later, there are still corpses on the road. Neither have they let the revolutionaries pick up the corpses, nor have they taken the corpses to the hospitals and the morgue. Until now, the corpses are still on the road, as a sign to us, as if they are scaring us or trying to terrorize us. Today and yesterday, it's been all bombardment with airplanes. And there is a large army collecting in the area of Nofaliya, around 2,500 soldiers, and there's a big army in Bin Jawad, and they have heavy weapons and rockets and tanks, and they're bringing all kinds of tanks and rockets. And most of us,
about 70%,
either don't have weapons or they have very light weapons and the ammo is short. They're bringing large trucks and tanks, and about 30 tanks, they say. The rocket-mounted vehicles, about 50. With regards to Ijdab, Yambreg, and Agela, those places are safe. There's nothing happening, but in Ras Lanuf, I'm sure there will be a large battle, and an extraordinary number of people will die.
بشكل مش عادي يا بودا والله